Welcome, everybody, to episode 355 of RP Grinders. I'm your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohorts, Eric the Great, Breakman the Bold, and the Return of the Mug. Guys.
That's right, bitches. I'm back.
Guys, what's
up? Return of the Mug.
Yeah.
Return of the Mug.
Well, hey, you guys know.
I know that song.
I got it. See, I sing better than that, and you hang up on me.
I know. I can't sing. I know I can't sing.
Look.
So I think what it is, when I sing, Frank hangs up on me out of jealousy.
Oh, get out of here.
And we're back in business.
Yeah, exactly. We're going to have a news-packed show today, so look at this. Look at this, guys. A little Return of the Mag.
Return of the Moria. Return of the Moria.
All right, that's enough of that nonsense.
I think it works better if you stick with this. If you try to make it scan, so stick with Return of the Mug.
Yeah, Return of the
Mug. Return of the Mug.
There you go. Return.
Oh, sorry, I can't do it.
Yeah,
I
really
quit.
Return of the Mug.
I quit.
Return of.
Anyway.
Oh, Jesus Christ! I'm gonna give you a free pass on that one, Mug, because you just came back.
See, I don't want to hear it. You let Break get away with,
hey,
doing
Break,
this, like,
Break,
that
you're look,
that
Mug,
shrill, you know, shrieking that he did twice.
You know, in all honesty, you're still a rookie, Mug, so you know what I'm saying? Like, you're on the low guy on the totem pole, so, you know,
and see, I honestly admit I'm a terrible singer.
All right,
until you can admit your faults.
He's right. That's exactly right. All right, Dungeon Buster just joined us.
Wait a minute. Wait, what? What faults? What faults? Name one. Don't answer that.
Yeah. You really, we'd be here all day, Mug. Come on.
I said don't answer that.
Dungeon Buster just joined us in chat. What's up, Dungeon?
What up, DB?
All right. Let's get started with the news, Eric.
First of all, from Silly String era, we have Take on Furious Dragon, the new Korean shmup RPG, Dragon Heroes. Hmm. So South Korean studio Patty Games has released a shooter RPG, Dragon Heroes, for iOS and Android. Plays like any other frantic vertical shooter, but also has you collecting dozens of heroes that each have their own attack styles and special skills. The idea is to become the savior of Dragonia by upgrading these heroes. And yes, that involves slaying a lot of dragons, or the bosses. And it has multiple game modes, including scenario, infinite dungeon, boss raid. There's even a guild system PvP battles to take part in. And it's available for free, so I don't know if that's a freemium model or not. And you can get it on the App Store and Google Play.
All right. Anybody interested in this game?
I told Break to go check it out since he likes free shit.
If it does battles like Twinkle Star Sprites, I'm in. Otherwise, never mind.
I'm sure Eric, it's similar to that.
Eric tweeted me that I had homework, so I went and downloaded this game.
Oh, all right.
And every attempt to play it, I am forced to wait for download, and then it starts over and downloads again.
Sounds like servers are overloaded.
It could be that, or it could be my shitty internet connection or something, but I haven't been able to play it because
probably
of that.
Combination of both, so.
My internet's shitty. It's the reason I'm having so much trouble with Windows 10, you know.
Yeah. All right, let's move on to the next story. Maybe we'll get an update on that next.
Apparently PSN's down because I was trying to redeem something.
Yeah. All right.
Which means PSN is irredeemable.
Oh, get out.
Actually, I like PlayStation Network. So
do I. I actually like PlayStation Network, too. All right, Break, next story.
I haven't played online on PlayStation since SOCOM 2.
Yeah, I haven't played online.
Oh, wow.
Thing was, it was 15 couple seconds ago.
Or maybe it was SOCOM 3. Maybe it was
just
the
went down.
Third one, but right. It's been a long time.
All right, Blake, let's
do and those games got so badly hacked, you just couldn't play them after a while unless you were a hacker, too.
Yeah. All right, Blake, next story, dude.
You mean I have to read something? Coming to us live from Silicon Era. Try out the skill system in upcoming anime-style RPG, Tears of Avia. A UK-based game creator, Andy Livy. What? That's the name of the developer?
Yep.
And game creator, like one guy.
No, that's the name. That's
my bad.
He's trying to do it, and he doesn't have a formal company, so he's just using his name.
Like Thomas Happ with
gotcha.
That
I I don't know what I was thinking. So anyways, Andy Livy has revealed his anime-style RPG Tears of Avia ahead of its launch on Kickstarter in September this year. Tears of Avia is a tactical turn-based RPG. Ooh, really? In which you are helping a powerful mage to get back his love, Avia. Turns out the mage froze her along with the floating city of Avalon when sealing the portals to a demonic realm that was invading the city some 200 years ago. He's been searching for a way to unfreeze everything ever since. Wait,
so I guess that means he's immortal.
I was going to say, his woman's been frozen for 200 years? That's a lot of masturbating.
Does it involve... Okay, never mind. I can't top that.
All right. What is there?
Alongside the reveal of Tears of Avia, Livy has been working on a way to explain how the game's skill system works. To this end, he's made a web-based skill builder that lets you unlock skills and add them to an active bar of skills. Wow. That's an awkward written sentence. You can check out the skill
builder. An awkwardly written sentence on Silicon Era? No way!
Yeah. I didn't believe it either. All right. You can check out the skill builder here. Whoops, didn't mean to read that because you can't because you're listening to this. The game was hundreds of skills to choose from across all classes, but you can only take 5 with you in battle, Livy explains. This gives you a huge amount of choice, but ultimately means you have to make tactical decisions as to what is the most useful set of skills to bring. I don't like that because a lot of times there'll be skills that I just absolutely never use.
It sounds great in theory, but in practical terms, it tends to mean there's going to be like maybe 10 skills that are actually worth using.
Yeah, I was going to say like this. Yeah. I think this hurts a game more than helps it because like people will always find those 5 or
each scenario in the game will have you be using certain skills. So the other ones get wasted anyway.
Well, yeah, whatever.
Or there will be like a couple of nasty combinations that are highly abusable.
You know, like they should just like let you get all those skills, like, you know, gain them as you go along and then have to use different ones and different combinations in different scenarios. You know, that would be...
As long as you're able to swap them in and out, I guess it's just not a big problem.
Yeah. I mean, and one thing I think that will make the game a lot better... will be is like, okay, you go, you know, you select your skill set, then you go into your scenario and you have to work with that. If you fail, then you can get like basically kind of a quick restart of that scenario. It's like, okay, change your loadout and then start again. So to encourage experimentation.
Yeah. Don't encourage him, Freak. He says, nice to hear that Mug is back.
To continue the story, actually, they do expand on this a little, which should make us a little bit happier. What the skill builder doesn't showcase are the weapon skills in Tears of Avia. How it works is each class...
Ow! Avia says, ow! Ow!
Ow! Ow! You're hurting me! Ow!
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. No, stupid. And the game can have 5 skills... and then an extra 3 skills that are tied to their weapon. All these intermingle.
Yes, I'll get her tied to my weapon.
All these intermingle and effective breath of abilities available to the class. This means you could have a melee ranger using sword or hammer skills, Levy says. Perhaps something more supportive is more appropriate, and healing chalice would be more of up your street. And you can have 5.
If you want something like really supportive, there's the cross your heart bra skill.
Go ahead.
Okay, now. You have 5 people in a single party in Tears of Avia 2, so you can mix up a lot of different skills at one time. Alongside this, the game is said to have a dynamic story system that reflects not only decision that you can make, but also the attitudes of the party you travel with. So you can have
There's one 40, thing. That,
you can use about 40 skills, but it says there are hundreds of skills. So, it still comes back to a lot of skills that will probably just never get used.
Yeah, well, one thing I'm thinking that actually may make this – that kind of may kind of salvage this is a given character – is like say you have 200 skills. One given character has a selection of, say, 25 skills that are specific to that character.
Sort of like you're thinking like Final Fantasy X, like where
actually something more along that line. I think that would actually – that could help things a lot.
Keep
the game from becoming stale just by you kind of find the strategy that works and everyone loads up on those skills.
Yeah.
And you know, it's kind of like what one of my big problems with Final Fantasy VI is that if you wanted to spend the time, you could give everyone all the best spells. And
I spent the time.
Yeah, of course you did.
It's true.
Like, who spent time with Gaiman and did not do that?
All right, let's move on to the next story because we got tons to go. Mug, you're up next. Freak said if you don't have it yet, Shadowrun Returns is $2 on that Humble Bundle. So there you go. All right, go ahead.
Coming to us live from some site we visited. You know the drill. Nintendo of America announced this afternoon that North America is getting a special edition for Xenoblade Chronicles X. Or cross, however they're saying it, which launches on December 4th.
Call it 10. That'll irritate people.
Oh, yeah. Xenoblade Chronicles 10, which launches on November 4th and is already sold out on Amazon, so fuck you. According to the press release, the special edition includes the following. The Xenoblade Chronicles 10 game, a gorgeous book of concept art with more than 100 pages featuring select art for the very first time, a unique USB drive modeled after the game's Lifehold unit, preloaded with a selection of 10 music tracks from the game's memorable soundtrack.
Just 10?
10. Yeah, that's fucking lame.
That's a waste of USB drives.
No shit. Yeah. I was like, you could get, I mean, I don't even
can
think
you can
buy.
Can you put more on it? I was like, or is it just enough?
I don't think you can even buy.
How many megabytes on this USB? Like 8 megabytes or some shit?
That's what I'm thinking. Like, you can't even buy flash drives for less than like 8 gigs now. Maybe four if you're really hunting.
Yeah, but that's okay. Like, maybe.
But that would still, you could still hold every single track in the game.
Entire soundtrack in that.
like multiple times over.
Yeah,
anyway.
It wouldn't have cost them any.
They think it's 1998 and this is a great feature.
It's a light.
10
a light.
Songs! Look, you can get 10 songs on this.
Yeah, maybe they're planning to put the whole soundtrack up on iTunes or something. And if so, I get that. But anyway,
it's
a limited
it's
edition.
Simpler. If you want the rest, you can put it on this card. USB drive.
There you go. Go buy the rest of it, and you can put it on this flash drive and give it to your friends and pirate it.
This is Nintendo we're talking about. They don't put soundtracks on iTunes.
Well, anyways, continue on.
Anyway, let me continue. Yeah. A limited edition matted 5x7 art card of a painting done for the game by illustrator Takashi Kojo. The special edition will be available at a suggested retail price of $89.99, which is not terribly unreasonable.
I'm just saying, you probably will be able to buy a soundtrack, but it'll probably be disc only.
Yeah, and will no longer be available for pre-order at select retailers nationwide because it's sold out. Fuck you. It is currently no longer available for pre-order on Amazon. Again, fuck you.
Freak says he hasn't decided yet.
At least they went with Amazon rather than GameStop.
Yeah. Freak says he hasn't decided yet, but Break may have made a horrible mistake. He followed him back on Twitter. He doesn't know if he's going to send him some direct messages. So there you go.
Oh, boy.
Yep. All right.
I feel violated already.
So $90, I don't think I want that.
Yeah,
$90 for an 8 megabyte memory card? Come on.
Well,
a matte finish postcard.
I'm not even sure if this art book is...
Yeah, I mean, like, if the art book is, like, I mean, the art book had better be print, bound in moleskin.
Yeah. Well, 100 pages is a lot more than you usually get in an art book. Usually you get, like, 25, 30 pages.
Okay, now let's bear in mind, though, when they say 100 pages, they mean 50 sheets of paper double-sided.
Yeah.
It's still going to be a thin a thin book.
It's true, but, so. I mean, that still is.
I mean, if it were hardbound, then that might be another story because that actually does up the cost of production quite a lot.
I'm okay with it being $89.99, especially if you haven't played the game before. No, listen, 100 pages. I don't care if you double side it. That's still 50 pages, which is probably double the size of an art book. The matted art card, some people might make fun of, but I actually think that's a nice touch. The USB.
What would you do with the art card?
Are you kidding me? He'd take it to bed with him at night. He'd kick with it.
You'd
like,
have to hang
out of bed
somewhere.
Taking up the mat's part.
What I would much rather see, I mean, to be perfectly honest, what I would much rather see is if they were gonna do the flash drive, load up with high res production art.
Yeah, maybe that. Or how about
it would save them printing costs and then
not just that,
drive
I mean,
down
the
cost
kind
of the game set.
Yeah, and not just that, you could use it for
it's the kind of thing
people could use it like for fan sites or if they want to, or make nice wallpapers, that kind of thing. I mean, like, the way back when Falcom put out the E6 material collection, which didn't include everything, but it included a whole lot of, like, super high res, like PSD, like, you know, they had
ROMs of the first four East games.
Yeah, well, no, that's a different, that was a different disc. The E6 material collection was just artwork and stuff, like, high quality. Like, you know, if you know, this is the kind of stuff that they used in house.
How about
like, you know you're paying a premium price, but you're getting a premium quality product in return.
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
I don't feel like you're getting off of this.
Yeah, well, the game alone is worth the money. Like, if
from what I understand, Xenoblade Chronicles is a great game, and it's worth $60.
Yeah.
It's not worth $90 for the meager amount of stuff you're getting along with it.
I beg to differ. I really do. Like, I would have preferred maybe some game content on that USB drive. That might have been an even nicer touch, but I would consider buying this. I really would, because you hardly ever see 100-page art books or even 50-page art books for that matter. So
I mean, I maybe it's just me. I mean, I really would like to play Xenoblade Chronicles, but I don't have a Wii U, and I don't have a new 3DS. Yeah, and actually, if I were to get it, I think the new 3DS would probably be my preferred.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm with you for the reason of the RPG selection on the 3DS over the Wii U.
Yeah.
I get the 3DS before I get the Wii U. I want both.
I would get it on the Wii U just to have an RPG to play on the Wii U plus high definition. That's what I would, prefer.
And that's fair. I mean, but if I'm not mistaken, I mean...
You're breaking up. We got to move on to the next story, otherwise...
What happened? Were you attacked? Mug okay? Mug, are you okay?
Eric, let's go with the next...
Guys, help me!
Eric, 911! I'm calling 911 right now. 911.
Yeah, exactly. 911. All right, Eric.
911, what's your emergency?
Oh, Jesus.
I forgot. Now, let me call you back.
It's MXT. He's attacking you.
Yeah. All right, Eric.
I'm being DDoS'd.
Eric, let's move on to the next story, man.
Next story is, if Twin Peaks was a JRPG, it'd probably end up like Gray Fox. Says the town.
I can't do it. I can't shoot it.
Anyways, the town of Gray Fox is a mysterious one. It's a quiet place where people go to retire. There's nothing odd about it at first, but that soon changes. Anyways, it says it's an RPG made in the style. Well, this is what it says here. I don't really see it yet, but it says Final Fantasy III and Chrono Trigger. But it says, given the setting and plot, it certainly has a touch of Twin Peaks and supernatural tone. Town enigma to it. I didn't watch the trailer, so I don't know that either. But because these other pictures look pretty bright, says it has no combat, but that means the story and characters have all been given full attention.
Now, see, that actually kind of that intrigues me. I always find it interesting.
Like to the moon, I guess.
Well, yeah, I mean, not just that, but it's like, you know, when a game decides. I mean, I'm assuming that there's some method of gameplay outside of traditional
life, maybe
combat, but it's like I'm always interested to see like how a game can be engaging without gameplay in the traditional sense.
There's another game out there that's called Undertale where you do engage in battles. So the point of the game is that you can either fight them if you want, or you can just, you know, make them your friend.
Yeah. I like different concepts like that.
That was one of the things I liked about the Corpse Party game. Well, the original Corpse Party. I mean, it's basically an RPG that's, you know, it doesn't have combat.
Well, that's something for the final boss, but
game. Yeah, that's the original. I'm talking about like the PSP, you know, and the PC remake and that lot.
Yeah. All right, let's move on. Let's see, who am I up to now? Break. Yeah.
Break.
Did I lose you good?
And break.
Maybe I'll fill in for break. Next story comes to us from Silicon Era. As Divine, Dios brings dating sim elements to the world-saving RPG. Kemco has released the English version of As Divine, Dios on Android. It's available as a freemium game, or you can pay for the premium version with 1,000 in-app bonus points if you prefer. It's $4.99 during launch period, but will be $7.99 afterwards. So it just builds upon the previous As Divine Hearts with a bigger story, world battles, and more fluid animation. So in other words, it's a perfect sequel. I mean, that's what I look for in a sequel. Like, I don't care if it's more of the same, as long as they try to make little tweaks to make...
Yeah, polish it up.
Yeah, yeah, I like that.
Wait, let me restate that so it's more clear. Polish shit
yeah,
up.
Polish that shit up.
Strut
that ass. Strut that ass. You guys ever heard that video? Mm-hmm. That guy strut that ass.
I've heard. I've said spread that ass a few times recently.
Get out of here. Anyway. Hang up on your fucking ass. All right. So that's cool. I mean, I like when people do that. All right. Mug, you're up next.
This is me. Coming to us live from a site I've never seen before, Touch Arcade. Square Enix announces Tokyo Game Show 2015 lineup with the first screens of Dragon Quest VII, a game that's quite old.
You actually skipped an article.
He did, but I wasn't going to say anything and let him read it so I can do the next.
Not on mine. Oh, no, I see what you're saying.
I kind of wanted to read the story just for the heading of it, so go ahead with what you're reading.
Okay, we'll go back. It's that wonderful time of the year in Japan where the heat starts to subside a little. The kids are trying to finish 2 months of homework in 2 days, and I like this site better than Silicon Era already. The kids are trying to finish 2 months of homework in 2 days, and game companies start to reveal their lineup for the annual Tokyo Game Show, held at Makuhari Messe in Chiba. In Chiba Prefecture each September, the show has made a huge recovery after a pretty depressing 5 years or so. A lot of that is on the back of mobile gaming, the market which now dominates the Japanese games industry. Naturally, as one of Japan's gaming giants, Square Enix will be there, and they've announced quite an assortment of games for their booth this year.
Can we just go over the list of games instead of reading?
Yeah, and I do want to say, though, that the screenshots they show here look really nice.
Yeah, for mobile games, they look
really nice. It looks like...
This game is a port. It's not that surprising.
Well, I mean, it kind of reminds me of, like, Final Fantasy IV on the DS, but, you know, higher res. So, I mean, it does look bad. Anyway, it's the complete list of Squenitodos... TGS, yeah, Square Enix, Taito, and Eidos. Final Fantasy Brave Exvius, whatever the fuck that means. Heaven Strike Rivals, Mebius Final Fantasy.
Mebius.
It's Mebius. Anyway, but Rampage Land Rankers. Cause, oh God, what is it like? This word.
Alice, so do you climb buildings and shit in that one and eat
that's
people?
That's what I'm thinking. Like it needs to have that because like, I would buy the shit out of that game.
Yeah, me too. I'm in.
Alice Order, which is obviously about a knighthood in the Alice in Wonderland.
I thought it was like about order and strippers named Alice.
Oh shit!
I would buy that too. Kingdom Hearts,
it's the Order of Alice Cooper.
I like that one better.
Welcome to his nightmare. Anyway, what Kingdom Hearts Unchained Kai or Chi? I'm not sure if that's been
Kai.
Then why not just do?
Kai is pronounced in the game. It's written as Chi though, for whatever reason.
Yeah, because that's how you're actually supposed to write it, in Roman letters. But anyway, Dragon Quest VII, Final Fantasy Grandmasters, I'm not sure what that is, and Final Fantasy Record Keeper, which Brake can't shut up about.
I know.
Final Fantasy Record Keeper is the new Plants vs. Zombies 2. Plants vs. Zombies
2. Which was the new Halo. Dragon Quest VII, I'm willing to pay the Squinix premium price for it, because I've never played Quest VII.
I mean, like, just... And you know me, I'm not a Dragon
and
Quest.
And I'll support Square. If this means a 3DS version in the future, I'll support you, Square.
Yeah. All right, so...
Even if I don't even have an iPhone yet, I'll buy it anyway.
I'll
be ready for me once I finally do get an iDevice.
Did we discuss Dragon Quest VII coming out on 3DS anytime?
No.
I think we had a story.
Who's got music playing?
We
talked about how Hori was at some event or some con in France, and he almost let slip that they were planning, or at least he expressed a desire that they wanted to localize it in the West.
Yeah. To answer your question,
and I wouldn't be surprised if this gets announced for iOS first, and pending its success, it gets a 3DS release.
Fine with me. Hey, Mug, you asked who's playing music. I am. Alice Cooper, man. We're talking about Alice Cooper.
No, Ma. Mr.
Actually, one of my favorite songs of his is also one of his worst.
Oh, shit.
Well, actually, I should say two of his worst songs are two of my favorites. Have you ever seen there's a movie with Alice Cooper in it called Monster Dog?
Yes, I have.
He plays a werewolf, and there's a song in there called Identity Crises, which is not the plural of Identity Crisis.
Right.
It's fucking hilarious. If you haven't seen it, Monster Dog, it is amazingly bad, awesome.
Yeah.
I love bad movies,
but I also love the song he did for Final Fantasy. Fantasy on the brain. Friday the 13th Part 6.
Man Behind the Mask, and I believe
Awesome song.
Yeah, I love that song. It's really good. All right, let's move on. Let's go back to that other Chemco story.
Because apparently Mug is out of control. Anyway.
He is. You are. You're out of control. All right, Mug. Break.
No, break.
Coming to us live from Silicon Era, Chemco wants to bring Kitten Gods to Steam with Ass Divine Hearts.
Didn't we already
talk about Kitten Gods.
I think we talked about Ass Divine Hearts.
There were two different stories about Ass. There was Ass Divine Ass Divine Hearts.
No, I know, but I think we actually talked about Ass Divine Hearts before.
Yeah, we were.
Yeah, I think we have talked about it. Well, I think Monk wasn't here
back
last
when it was just an iOS game.
Yeah.
But when I just meant there were two different stories and I read one of them.
Chemco seems determined to turn into a studio that develops games for multiple platforms. After years of exclusively making smartphone RPGs, last year a Japanese studio branched out to bring Alphadia.
I want to say Alphadia.
Alpha Genesis.
Apparently, according to the PR person who was responsible for doing the PR work for Alphadia Genesis on Wii U, it's supposed to be Alphadia.
Well, fuck that. It's Alpha. It's Alphadia in my opinion.
Now I'm still going with Alphalfa. And now this year, it's encroaching further into PC territory. We're bringing As Divine Hearts to Steam as well. All that's required is the game to All that's required is for the game to acquire enough votes on Steam Greenlight, and it should be published on Valve Store.
And welcome back to Silicon Era. Can we go back to Touch Arcade? I like them first.
Oh, they only do mobile games, though.
I want to address Freak and Chad. He says, why is it okay for Frank to disrupt the show with music, but Mug gets hung up on if he does? He says, I'm a big hypocrite. But that I told him it's because I've been doing this for 8 years.
Maybe we'll switch from Silicon Era to Gematsu.
Maybe, man. Anything's got to be better than Silicon Era, man. And then I said, plus,
I only go to Silicon Era because they put out news quickly.
Yeah.
Plus, which is probably why there's so many typos.
Plus, I play good music. So there's the reason. That's
why. I sing great music.
If I sing, I'll hang up on myself. Okay? Trust me.
Yeah, the problem is if you hang up on yourself, you end the entire chat.
Not necessarily.
That is the end of the episode. Frank sings, and that actually, you should do that one of these days. Just like and now I'm going to finish this out with a song. Just cut yourself off, and that's the end of the episode. No outro.
Right, and that's it. All right, let's move on, Aaron.
Hello?
Yes, you hear?
Oh, fuck. I was gone. I got hung up on or something.
Really? I didn't hang up on you, dude.
I know. It was a Skype error.
All right, let's move on, Eric.
Next story would be
Sony.
Sony's revealing their PlayStation 4 and Vita lineup for Tokyo Game Show 2015. And
Tokyo Vita, their Vita lineup is.
They actually have one? Yay!
Yeah, I know. It's like, you know, there's just a clip of the Joker laughing.
Anyways, I imagine in the Sony building, people walk down the hall and they see like that Vita department. And they're like, what's that? What's on in there?
Exactly. They're walking
around.
What
sucks, though, is because, you know, Square did all this great stuff on the PSP.
Yeah.
You know, imagine what they would have done with the PSP. Vita. Mm-hmm. I mean, and Square was one of the. And it still boggles my mind that there's no digital release of Crisis Core.
Yeah,
but
you watch this.
Is Lilith on the store?
You watch this guy walking down the hallway, and he sees the PS Vita Sony booth. And
well, Sony hasn't completely forgotten the Vita. I mean, they are putting out a new color skew of the Vita.
Right.
2000 model.
Let's continue on then.
But it's a GameStop exclusive.
Oh, boy. All right, continue on.
Anyways, for the PlayStation 4, you have Odin Sphere, Life Crosshair, and Star Wars Battlefront, Street Fighter V, Arslan, The Warriors of Legend, which is based off the anime, Winning 11 2016, Star Ocean Integrity, and Faithlessness.
Back up there, I have a question. Mm. You said that Arslan thing. Is that like the old anime, like the Legend of Arslan?
Or is that something? Yeah, it's the same thing.
Oh, okay, cool.
I think, anyway. But Star Ocean, Integrity and Faithlessness, Exist Archive, The Other Side of the Sky.
Such a missed opportunity. There should have been Integrity and Infidelity.
I was going to say, like, is this a game about, like, cheating on your wife?
Yeah, no.
The Star Ocean version? Like, you're out in our space now? If you're on another planet, it's technically not cheating. you're in another galaxy. I mean, come on.
Cheating's not cheating, guys.
That was a good one.
It's a Star Ocean visual novel where you have to cheat on your spouse.
All right. There's,
no, not at the end.
Eric, I'm going to stop you there because there's a lot. So just look at it on our. I'll try to remember to put this link in the description. But
I can go through them quickly. You just don't want me to.
No, because everybody chimes in every game. Like, we have to get through this shit, and it's like it's going to take us 15 minutes to get through this.
Speaking of chiming in, Dungeon Buster would like to add Star Ocean True for Dare.
It's only I can put mute buttons on Moria and.
Yeah, I know, and you know who's chimed in a lot on this story?
Eric.
Frank!
Yeah, right. Yeah, me. Me of all people.
Bitching about us chiming in, and then you took up most of the story.
Yeah, right. All right, quickly, Eric, please, let's get through this.
Okay, Call of Duty, Black Ops 3, Destiny, The Taken King, Tearaway Unfolded, Tomorrow Children, Uncharted, The Nathan Drake Collection, Naruto Shippuden, Ultimate Ninja Storm 4, God Eater Resurrection, JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, Eyes of Heaven. And for the Vita, we have Airship Q, Minecraft, PlayStation Vita Edition. I don't know why it's called PlayStation Vita Edition. Tokyo Xanadu and God Eater Resurrection.
Oh, okay, man,
random joke. I thought of the sequel to Minecraft. Mein Kampf.
Anyways,
right. As long as it's not like Wolfenstein, where you hear all of a sudden like you run down the hallway and all of a sudden Hitler comes out and go, "Coming for you!" Scares the shit out of me every time.
Freudleben.
All right, break on.
Oh man, that game probably scared the shit out of me more than any other game I've ever played.
Yeah. Mm.
All right, break.
The original Wolfenstein.
Oh, man.
Because all of a sudden, like, Hitler would be there in his mecha suit. Like, you'd be walking around hallways shooting Nazis and it'd be no big thing. And then, like, turn a corner and suddenly there's mecha Hitler looking at you. And he has to say his phrase and I run away.
Oh, wait. Earlier we spoke about Star Ocean. Break. Next story, please.
Wait, what?
Earlier we talked about Star Ocean. Next story, please. Oh, did we?
I thought we just did that story, did we?
No, that was just about Sony. This
Okay, my bad. Star Ocean, Final Fantasy, and Dragon Quest lead Squinix TGS 2015 lineup. Their lineup is as such: Star Ocean, Integrity and Faithlessness, which we just talked about. Mm-hmm. Dragon Quest Builders. What the hell is Dragon Quest Builders?
We talked about that. It's the Minecraft.
Yeah.
Basically.
It is the Mein Kampf of the
Mein Kampf.
Okay. Final Fantasy 14, Heavensward. Yep. Not Sward, Sward.
Heavensward.
Yeah. Heavensward. It's in like
Heavensward. Oh, my bad. Like Heavensward.
Yeah. Like as in toward the heavens.
Fine. Dragon Quest X.
Yeah.
Final Fantasy 14. Or 15. I'm sorry. Final Fantasy 15, Imperial Saga, which is a Saga game. Gunslinger Stratos Reloaded.
Yeah.
Final Fantasy Brave Exvius, which is the stupidest fucking name yet. Mm-hmm. Fantasy Earth Zero, Figureheads, Mobius, Final Fantasy, Rampage Landrankers, which for some reason doesn't involve buildings being smashed and people being eaten.
Right.
Lord of Vermillion Arena. Wow, is that like... is that a remake of the Lord original?
No. Million?
You're thinking like Sword of Vermillion on the Genesis.
No,
that game is awful.
I didn't say it was any good. I know a lot of it.
Lord of Vermillion is a card game.
Okay. Let me see. Alice.
Sword of Vermillion had a great title, but beyond that, yeah.
I know some people that really liked it, but
that's
I have a problem with those like those weird angled games, those isometric that are in the
isometric. Like this, yeah.
Well, an isometric, but it's in the, like a at an angle.
Yeah, I know what you're talking
like,
about.
Like, remember Zaxxon?
Yes. That
is isometric. You know, it's like where it's at this weird angle, or the Solstice or Equinox games and that kind of thing.
Okay. Anyway, Alice Order, Kingdom Hearts Unchained X, Final Fantasy Adventure, Dragon Quest VII for the Android, Dragon Quest Heroes 2, Final Fantasy XI for the Xbox 360.
See, what I'm thinking is, like, I saw Final Fantasy Adventure, and my first thought is, like, you know, Seiken Densetsu 1, you know, the original Mana game. And I'm thinking, is that the same thing?
Well, Final Fantasy Adventure never had a formal title in Japan. I think it was called Final Fantasy Gaiden.
No, it was called Seiken Densetsu. It was the original, you know.
Yeah, well, I'm talking about how it was originally going to be named Final Fantasy Gaiden, and then they renamed it the Seiken Densetsu.
Oh, I don't know, but I know that it was like.
The last games are Final Fantasy Grandmasters, Record Keeper, and World of Final Fantasy. I don't know why.
Well, if it's Grandmasters, is it about chess? Then
should be.
I hope so.
Final Fantasy themed chess. Like, remember Battle Chess? If they did Final Fantasy meets Battle Chess, that could be awesome.
That's nothing. I want Archon. That was a game.
Yeah. Archon looked weird. I saw the NES version, and
it was a lot. That was one of the best games ever made.
Yeah, actually, I remember the Commodore 64 version, but actually, I remember there was someone made a Quake mod where basically they out the these different characters as in first person. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like whenever you would you had the board game and everything, but whenever you would have a conflict, you would fight it out in first person. I was like, that's an awesome idea.
Yeah, that does sound cool. Archon was a sort of a combination of like chess and combat for the original Atari, like, you know, one versus one combat.
Yeah, it was a great game. It still is.
I love Archon. That is you're right. Anyway, they're doing their show starting at 10:30 a.m. They're going to do Star Wars
Star Wars.
Oh, yeah, today is Star Wars Friday.
That's Force Friday.
Yeah.
And, man, I want that BB-8 toy so fucking bad.
Oh, that thing's breaking like 2 seconds.
I saw a video on Twitter where somebody had it out.
I know, it's $150. It better not break.
No. Well, from what I saw, Sphero apparently makes good stuff, so.
Mm-hmm. Apparently, it isn't made that quality because I've seen like a video on Twitter already circulating. Somebody bought it, and they had it out. Their cat attacked it and popped the head off of it.
Well, a cat.
I know, but it's a little cat, and they popped it off within a second.
Well, the head is not physically attached.
Yeah, that's
it. It's like held in place by like a magnetic field or something.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that. That's weird.
Yeah, that's how the ball moves.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
We get to the Toy Tecmo story.
Yeah, let's do it.
I'm sorry. What? Don't stop playing it. I was almost finished.
Oh, Jesus. Okay. I'm going to hang up on you.
Don't stop. I'm almost finished.
I'm going to hang up on both of you guys.
So anyways, there's a lot of stuff at TGS 2015. Yeah. But since this is a Tokyo game show, we won't know really what's going on. That doesn't matter us what time they're going to be playing these.
Yep. Speaking of
TGS, okay, coming to us live from that same site that's full of typos and stuff. Toy Tecmo have plenty to show at this year's TGS, as they provided a list of their full lineup, and here it is.
Yep.
Here's the console games. Attack on Titan for PS4, 3, and Vita. Sweet. Impressive. Arslan, The Warriors of Legend, PS4 and PS3. Romance of the Three Kingdoms 13 on PS4, PS3, and PC. Hyrule Warriors Legend for 3DS. I'm guessing that's... Really? On the 3DS?
Yeah,
actually, I'm really curious about that.
They're downgrading the graphics so that people can play portable.
Right,
that's what
on.
I'm thinking. Like, I'm just curious to see.
I'm just curious as to why they didn't go with new 3DS instead.
Yeah, well, I mean, well, maybe they are, but I don't know. But I'm just curious as to, like, I'm interested to see how well the 3DS will handle that many characters on screen at once.
They're going to reduce the number of enemies.
Yeah, I'm sure. But anyway, Dead or Alive Extreme 3 on PS4 and Vita, Samurai Warriors 4 Empires, Angelique Retour on Vita and PSP. Hmm. So I'm guessing that means it's a PSP game. La Corte d'Oro for Vita, whatever the hell that is. Land of No Night, which means, you know, Land of All Daylight, I guess. PS4, PS3, and Vita. I'm so kind of surprised.
I think it's supposed to be Land of Endless Night, and that was just a bad translation.
Could be. Atelier Sophie, or Sophie, PS4, PS3, and Vita. Nobunaga's Ambition Online for PS4, PS3, and PC. Uncharted Waters Online for PS4, PS3, and PC. And Dynasty Warriors Online Zed. PS4, PS3, and PC. So I'm kind of surprised that Koei Tecmo seems to be putting a fair amount of muscle behind the Vita.
Yeah, Grippers in chat, glad to have Bricker.
Bricker, hey, your new
Bricker.
Hey, hereby dub the Bricker.
Bricker. Our new chatter, Bricker, a.k.a. Gripper's back. He's been away for a bit. Yeah, we were wondering about you, Gripper. We mentioned you a couple times on previous shows.
Or as Frank might say it,
get out of here, man. Let's see. They're talking about Haunted House, which was a great game for the Atari. I love that game.
Oh, yeah. Did you guys play the port? The remake of that?
Yes, it's horrible. It sucks.
Yeah, I saw videos of it, and I saw reviews, and I'm like, wow, graphically, like they put a lot of work into it, but apparently it played terribly. I'm like, oh, what a waste, because I loved Haunted House.
Yeah, Haunted House was one of the best Atari games.
I told you that game's awful.
Yeah, no, you guys
I gave it a 1 out of 10.
No, and you were right. I mean, but I was like, look at this. It's like, holy crap, this is painful.
I couldn't get past the first enemy that you had to run away from because the controls were so shit.
Yeah, I was just like, God, what a waste of a great what a waste of a great potential to make a game because the game, like Haunted House, was such a simple concept, very arcadey, and yet still very spooky.
Yeah,
and one of the things I always loved about that was
the shitty remake for the Wii and the PC before then was better than this.
I didn't even know that existed, but I remember I was like, back in the day, I'm sorry to get on a tangent, I'll get off of it very, very quickly, but like on the Atari 2600, like one of the things that I was always impressed by was the simple fact that on these simple graphics, you were just this pair of eyes that actually pointed, and you know, the eyes would point in whatever direction you were moving.
Yeah,
like back then, that level of animation in any sense was just like, whoa, that's the best graphics ever.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway,
sure.
Not only that, that was Haunted House was one of those very few games that had like a beginning and an end.
No, the Haunted House is a great game.
Yeah, that's as far as I need to go.
It's weird that you guys
Haunted House was awesome. If anyone who's listening to this, if you haven't played Haunted House on the Atari 2600, find a ROM and an emulator. It's worth it.
You know what? Even better, at Sam's Club right now, I saw an Atari that looks like an actual Atari console with all the games.
They're fucking tiny too.
Yeah, they're
it's
real
like the
small.
Size of a small tablet.
Yeah, you get that, hook it up to your TV, and play a lot of those old school.
Yeah, games. That's awesome.
One of those. I can't remember which model it is, but there's one of them that can be modded to actually play Atari games.
Yeah, yeah. All right, let's and they have a quite a few good collections on consoles for Atari games. Yeah.
I'd actually forgotten about those things where you can get like a little mini Genesis or mini Atari.
Those are all terrible too, so don't buy them.
No, they're not bad. The Atari one's not bad. Atari one gives you a feel for the old.
Or no, I'm thinking there's like a mini Intellivision or something like that.
Yeah. Dungeon Buster put in a virtualatari.org link, so go check them out. You get all the classics there. All right, let's move on. Let's see, who read the last mug? Let's go break. Let's get through these quickly because we
got coming to us live from Silicon Era. Ace Attorney 6 will also release in the West.
All right, any date on that?
Why do they do this? Why do you do this? Why do you put the whole story in the heading, you idiots?
Yeah, that's pretty much the whole story because there's no release date.
And moving on to the next story.
Yeah. I know, there's no reason to read it. That's it. Yeah. It's coming to the West.
The only thing that bothers me about this as well, what are they going to do about Great Ace Attorney? Oh. It's like, apparently Capcom has no plans to bring it to France, so that probably means no plans to bring it elsewhere in the West.
Capcom is so irrelevant to me now. Like, they're just a company that was to me. Like, they suck. All right, let's move on, Eric. Next story.
Next story is Kingdom Hearts Unchained X Kai.
Ten.
Launched in Japan on September 3rd. And that's the whole story. Just again. There you go. Again.
All right. Again. Sweet.
It'll be available on September 3rd for Android and iOS.
All right.
Okay. And coming to us live from whatever. Spike Chunsoft's Exist Archive and Grand Kingdom get delayed by a month, and that's the end of the story.
Yeah, there you go.
What the flippin' shit is this?
I don't know, man. It's stupid.
All right,
stories.
Moving on to the next story.
Next story.
You might as well have just made that a tweet instead of putting it on your site.
I swear. Eric, we need to switch sites, dude. Fucking Silicon Era is just terrible, man. Like, this next story from Silicon Era. Mega Dimension.
Well, this one's a little bit meatier, so we can talk about it.
We shouldn't be as cruel to them as we are right now, because we've used them for a very long time.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, even though when, like, we complain and we make fun and stuff like that, we have used them for a very long time.
Yeah, we have gotten a lot of content out of picking on them.
Yeah.
That's true.
Freak says something interesting in chat. He said, "You."
No, that's a lie. Freak has never said anything interesting in life.
He said,
I'm with Moria.
You buy those mini consoles, then you can legally download the ROMs for them.
No, you can't.
Apparently, you can.
That is not true. You can only have ROMs if you make them yourself. That is the only legal way to obtain them.
I'm sure Atari's not going to be beating down anybody's fucking door for
ROMs. No, I'm just saying, like, as far as the law is concerned, the only means of legally obtaining ROMs is to make them yourself. Well, downloading them, look, even if you have an original copy, not legal.
You're being too technical.
It's messed up, like, guys, the American laws.
The thing is, I don't care. No, you're missing my point, Frank.
I
don't care
point.
If you do it, but don't look, claim it's legal because it's not.
Well,
it's like online gambling. Like, it happens all day, every day in America, but it's illegal. It's stupid.
No, you know, here's another thing. Like, technically, it's illegal for you to watch a movie with your friends at your house, right? I mean, does anybody ever think twice about watching movies with their friends?
No, that's not necessarily true. It's like you're not supposed to lend shit out.
No, you're not supposed to lend it, and you're not supposed to watch it with your friends at your house.
Yeah. Freak says that's you're right. Come to think of it, you're right. You're not supposed to hold public screenings. Although that's technically not a public screening.
It is
you're not making a profit, right?
I think it's a legal gray area.
It is not a gray area. It's absolute. Like, if they wanted to, they could prosecute you for it. But
Freak says I thought it was.
But they know they can't, because then they'd get shit for it.
No, like, the only way to legally obtain ROMs is if you make them yourself. Mm-hmm. And the funny thing is, with ROMs, like, especially of, like, cartridge-based games, the only way to make ROMs is through gray market items. So, I mean, like, ROMs themselves are in a very dubious, unless you buy them through something like one of those little mini consoles, then, you know, that are specifically licensed for distribution, then there really is no 100% legal way to get them.
Yeah, whatever. Like, nobody's going to be knocking down anybody's
door. Oh, I know, but that's not my point. I'm talking about just insofar as the law itself goes.
Well, there's a lot of things in the law that are.
We're supposed to be talking about this article.
Yeah. Let's continue on.
Yeah.
Dimension Neptunia 7 arrives.
Yeah, they changed the name from Hyper to Mega for whatever reason. Apparently in Japan, every entry had a different name for the Neptunia series.
Yep. All right,
so
I'm not
doing that now.
I'm not going to do this.
Now it's
whole
Giga Dimension Neptunia.
Whatever. All right, it's going to come out in early 2016. So that's the story there. So there's a little bit about the story, but I'm not going to go over that.
We could talk about the new elements, like Parts Break, where you can split enemies up and there's also giant boss battles, and there's a new transformation mode. And
so you can split enemies in two. I'm like, okay, you've got my attention.
No, I think it just means you could break certain body parts off so that the enemy will be less effective in battle.
Is it bloody and gory and violent and awesome?
It's
cutie.
So it's not like that really bad fighting game where you, like, cut people's arms off and then flip with it.
Time Killers.
Oh, what the hell was that game?
Time
Killers. Yes.
Yeah. Or Thrill Kill that was canceled.
No. I played Thrill Kill. I mean, it was in, like, a nearly completed form. But no, Time Killers was a 2D
fighting. Time Killers was complete, and it was in the arcades.
Yes, and then you could chop people up and they would still keep on fighting. It was basically like the okay, Mortal Kombat is popular because of blood. Well, but even more blood and dismemberment because that's even cooler. I've never played it.
No. Right. Mortal Kombat was popular because not only did they have the blood and gore, it was actually a fun fighting game.
Mortal Kombat 1 was not a fun fighting game.
Yes, it was.
No, it wasn't.
I played the hell out of that game.
Mortal Kombat 1 and then Mortal Kombat 2 and then go back to Mortal Kombat 1.
By today's standards, but back then it was still garbage.
No, it was not garbage.
Let me say this. Mortal Kombat 1's contemporary was Street Fighter 2 Turbo. And Turbo was so much better a game.
Well, of course, but that's not the argument that Brake was making. He's saying for the time when it came out, it was fine. But the thing is, it's not though.
I mean, like they were much better. Look, it's like as compared to fighting games of its era.
The graphics were awful. Look, the gameplay was awful.
Compared to fighting games of its era, Street Fighter.
I mean,
that
would
was
you
a great
want
game,
smooth
what
sell
other
animation
fighting
or
games
do you
were
want
good at
shitty
time?
Mocap?
Look, I'm not going to argue this. At the time, it was a great game.
SNK had plenty of good games out at that time. But my point was that Mortal Kombat 1 was it was popular because of its spectacle. Mortal Kombat 2 was popular because it was a sequel to a game that was known for its spectacle, but it was also a good game.
I disagree, and I could talk to you offline about that, Mug. I'm not going to get into a debate here, but I thought it was a good game at the time.
Your opinion, put it up there. Yeah, I know.
Welcome to Fighting Grinders.
Let's move on, Mug. Go ahead.
Anyway, we're going on to coming to us live from Silly String era something. Mega Man Battle Network 5 heads to Wii U Virtual Console in Japan, which is of no use to anyone in the U.S. And so,
although it usually means it's coming soon.
Yes, it will probably come soon to the U.S. If you have a Japanese Wii U, it will be available on September 9th. Moving along.
But I rather have Dual Team.
Yeah.
Double Team, or if it was called, which is the DS version.
Mega Man Battle Network DP.
Yeah. Anyways, it also says that Kirby Squad will come to the Japanese Virtual Console. We already got it, so I don't know why they got it later. That's weird.
That is weird. All right, break. Next story, please. Did we lose break? I'll do this next one. I was drinking.
Broken Man.
This comes to us from Silicon Era. One of South Korea's most popular smartphone RPGs is getting a worldwide release. Netmarble US has announced that it's bringing one of South Korea's most popular smartphone RPGs, Raven, to the rest of the world under the new title Evil Bane. Yeah, because
just
we like
much,
evil
much,
shit.
Much.
It's not just Evil Bane. It's Evil Bane all as in one word, but B's capitalized for some reason.
So yeah, and then what's funny is that they actually, you look at the screenshot, that actually looks really good.
It does
this
look good.
Looks like South Korea's sort of answer to that that one game with the eye in its name.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know if it's kind of come and gone, but the game, the South Korean RPG, like MMORPG, with like the ridiculously amazing character edit, where Black Desert.
Yeah, Black Desert is coming to the U.S. by the way.
Is it now? It's like that's actually a game. It's like I want to play that game just because of the character creator. Hmm. Like that's the only reason I care about that game because the character creator looks so much fun.
This is a free-to-play action RPG that you play as a balanced human, fast-attacking elf assassin, or a berserker. A Vango berserker. There you go.
A mango? Oh, Vango.
A mango. Yeah, you play as a mango.
I hate mangoes.
Yeah. I love mangoes.
I'm a racist because I hate mangoes. they're not delicious.
Oh man, I love mangoes.
I like it when it's mixed with something else because it draws out.
Personally, one of my favorite mango artists is Rumiko Takahashi.
Get out of here!
Anyway, I'm just screwing with you, dude.
Oh, you know what? Where I got screwed up with thinking that Takahashi did Hamtaro was because I was thinking of Ruriko.
I have no idea. I'm so a fucking
freak is talking about his pet rat. That's cool that you have a pet rat. Rats make great.
Rats are awesome pets. I love rats. The only thing that sucks about rats is that so short-lived.
Yeah, that does suck. They
a year at best, you mean?
A year or two, I think.
2 years is about the average for a rat.
Yeah. I would have rats, but my...
You can get a longer-lived rat if you go to a special, like, a specific breeder. Yeah, but if you get a rat from, like, a PetSmart or something, 2 years is the most you can expect before you have to have it put down.
That's just too heartbreaking, man. And plus, I have cats.
That's kind of the same problem with, like, with ferrets. Ferrets are tons and tons and tons of fun.
Love
but
ferrets.
But 5 to 7 years is the average.
They stink. They really stink.
They do stink.
That's kind of like a...
If you have a friend with ferrets, that's the best thing in the world. Because you can go over, play with their ferrets, and never have to clean up after them.
Yep.
That's kind of like Mastiff dogs, like those monster huge dogs. Oh, yeah. They don't live about 8 years.
Yeah, they don't,
That depends entirely on, I mean, most of the larger dogs tend to, like 5 to 7, like Great Danes and Irish Wolfhounds, larger dogs tend to live in those ranges. I actually have an English Bulldog, which averages about 5 to 8 years, and she's 8, but she's doing okay.
That's
an elderly dog.
Yeah, it is.
And the problem with once they get that old, like anything could happen at any time.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Sad.
Yeah. And last year I just had to put a 14-year-old cat down due to renal failure. So.
All right. One last story to
and
go.
And that's kind of young for a cat.
Eric, last story, please.
Last story would be from the same site we've been talking about. Yay. The For the King is a low poly throwback to classic turn-based RPGs. Corey Young began working on a board game 4 years ago that combined tabletop mechanics with digital RPG mechanics. So it attracted the interest of his friends. Corey decided to transfer it to a physical board game – oh, from a physical board game to a digital RPG by gathering a small development on For the King began. And says it's an online RPG meant to be played with other people, and while it's inspired by love for classic RPGs such as Final Fantasy and Wizardry, For the King is designed to be played from start to finish in a single session. However, it has roguelike elements, meaning that getting to the end is tough.
Yeah.
So I guess you play until you get good, I guess.
Yeah. All right, that's going to do it for the news. Thankfully, we got through it.
Because this is a whole interview thing I don't want to get into.
Yeah, let's not do that. No homie discounts this week. Any Twitter questions quickly, Break?
Actually, yes, there was some
Surprised there's no flash sale this week.
Yeah, go ahead, Break.
There was actually a few Twitter comments from our friend at Freak5Chaos. Mm-hmm. Let me do
we
this.
We have to like brace ourselves. Gird your loins, gentlemen. It's a Freak 5 question.
No, it's not a question.
Everybody Frank hide was, your children.
Frank was going to see a good movie, but he got high. Frank ended up seeing Pixels because he got high. Frank bought all the theater snacks, and we all know why. Because he got high.
That was amazing. Okay, because he got high is the name of this episode.
And then he says a picture of Frank eating a dead animal on the road.
Oh, jeez, man.
That was awesome.
That's
Freak
just
uncalled for. Freak has redeemed himself.
Freak has not redeemed shit, man.
I don't know if you can call it a homie discount, but it's too awesome to not mention, but Mad Max Free Road's out this week.
Oh, yes. Somebody, I think it was Weiland, was really interested in that.
Yeah, I've heard pretty good things about the game.
Seems to think it's just mediocre.
Yeah, I mean, like, from what I heard, like, the driving segments of it are like, the best parts, which I guess it probably should be. But, Warner Brothers, it's a Warner Brothers Interactive game, so... If I'm going to get it, I will wait until the Game of the Year edition is.
If it's good enough for a Game of the Year, that is.
Yep.
I don't think they DLC'd the hell out of it like they did Arkham Knight. Yeah.
I don't trust them not to.
Yeah, I don't either, man.
They never did a Game of the Year for Origins either.
You know, we just talked about...
They did do a digital release that had everything included, and I picked that up for like $6 on a PSN flash sale.
Yeah. Not MXT is attacking you in chat, Eric, just to let you know.
And he's totally MXT then, isn't he?
For sure.
He should change his nickname, should be totally not MXT.
Yeah. All right, anything else, Brady?
Oh, well, that can't be MXT then.
Yeah, no, obviously. Because right. it says right there, totally not MXT. And yep. Anything you read on a computer screen must be true.
All yeah, right, everything on the internet is true. That's a proven fact.
Yeah. All right, Brick, what else we got?
I know because I read it on the internet.
That's it.
Who's Kerrigan?
Yeah. Kerrigan would be the I'm thinking of Corrigan was the villain of the original Highlander.
Yeah. I was thinking Kerrigan, that's Nancy Starcraft, right?
No, that Nancy Kerrigan would be the one who, smashed Tonya Harding's leg.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah, that bitch.
Dungeon Buster said
she didn't do it herself, she had somebody else do it for her.
Yeah, she's a coward and right. a cheat. So.
Yeah, I know.
She's actually really funny to watch on that World's Dumbest thing because she's so fucking dumb. Dungeon Buster says Mad Max isn't bad, but MGS5 also dropped at the same time. Ouch. Yes, that sucks.
And both games are set in deserts. Sweet.
Yeah. All right, let's move on to what we've been playing.
To be fair, though, they are two vastly different styles of game. Even though they're both open world, I mean, that's like... When is this strip action balls to the wall kind of thing? And I mean, like the main fucking villain of that is called Scrotus.
Yeah.
So, maybe I should have gotten that game instead because right now my scrotum is my enemy. Oh. Mm. But
Freak is now known as not MXT either. So there you go.
Oh, nice, right. Nice.
What have we been playing real quickly? Marvel Puzzle Quest. Eric, you got a shit ton of games that you've been playing. Please just mention them and let's move on.
Okay. I finished up Danganronpa, another episode of Ultra Spare Girls. The reviews on totallygn.com.
Hang on. Oh, there were six words in that title, and there were a couple more after that you added. Was all that the same game?
Yes.
Yeah.
Holy crap. Okay, go ahead.
Danganronpa series name, another episode is the sub-series entry. And Ultra Despair Girls is just the name of this particular title.
Oh, okay. Mm. So it's kind of like Shin Megami Tensei Digital Devil Saga.
The thing is, in Japan, the Shin Megami Tensei parts usually drop, and it's usually whatever the name of the series it is.
Okay.
Like Devil Survivor is just Devil Survivor.
But it's still under that same umbrella, though.
It's starting to feel like they're just trying to outdo each other. Like, I've got a longer title than you. Oh, five words?
I'm waiting for one where it's just like the cover of the game is just taken up with the entire title of the game.
I'm almost certain, though, that the next another episode game is just going to be called Danganronpa, the subtitle.
Danganronpa.
Subtitle. Anything else?
And it's the greatest game ever.
There probably will be a sequel to that at some point. Probably right. after 3.
Alright, anything else, Eric?
I played Hatsune Miku Project Mirai DX. The review's not quite up on Total EGN yet, but.
Zero out of 10 because it contains Hatsune Miku.
Miku isn't bad. It's just you're either into Vocaloid or you're not, and you clearly aren't.
La 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 la. Anyway,
And that's it.
I don't care for the whole Vocaloid thing, but I mean, not to say that I don't like it. It's just
Vocaloid odd. is a neat technology.
Yeah,
that's also an infant technology. Once I give it another 10 years, and I'll find it utterly fascinating.
Yeah. Anyways, I also played a little bit of X-Blaze Lost Memories because once I had been watching movies or whatever over the week, it was too late to do anything else, so I just decided to pick
so
up
I decided to, like, you know, just play a shitty visual novel.
Well, I have to review
what
it anyways.
I'm just giving you shit.
All but, visual novels aren't shit, dude. Like, there are some good ones.
I know, but this one was. I played some of it.
You played a demo, sir.
Yeah.
Although I can't deny some of what you're saying because it's a fairly average visual novel, but it's not bad.
Yeah. I'm more.
It's not bad, but it's not good either. Right?
Yeah. I'm more curious about your last entry.
All right.
Anyways, I also played Grandia 2 Anniversary Edition because, let's see, how old is this game actually?
Grandia 2 was originally wasn't it originally on the Dreamcast?
Yeah.
That's wow.
So that's like 2001, 2002.
2002.
No, I think that's older.
No.
So like 15 years?
I think that was late 90s.
Yeah, no. It was like Dreamcast was like late 99 to early 2001.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Well, I when I played the game, it still had the old copyright of 2000.
So, yeah, Dungeon Buster says it was on the – and that's absolutely correct.
So it's exactly 15 years old. So why didn't they put 15th anniversary edition on the title screen?
I actually have Grandia 2.
I've always heard good things about Grandia 2, but I never played it. How was the upgrade?
Compared to the first game, it's a lot faster, but it's still slow because it's old school janky 3D. And it's a Dreamcast, so that means it's only slightly better than 64's visuals.
I just remember the first game being really
boring. It has better shadowing and shading, but I mean, and frame rate, but it's still kind of janky. But the visual update that they did to it makes it look not like crap. But apparently, if you played the game on a Dreamcast emulator and you had a good enough PC, you could run it decently and it would look a lot better than what I'm playing, especially with the menu screens, which are still not upscaled, I think, or they're only upscaled slightly to make it not look like garbage. But the game does have 60 FPS battles now, so that's nice. And well, that had to be patched in, but now it's patched in. But there's also a new difficulty mode, and you can play the game in Japanese if you don't like the dub. The dub is kind of campy. I mean, but at the time, I guess it was kind of good because Cameron Clark did the voice of Ryudo, and the guy who did Campbell does the sidekick.
Yeah. All right. I hate to cut you off, Eric, but man, we really got to get through this shit, man. It's almost the end of the show, and we haven't gotten to anything.
Dude, it's only 8:09.
Yeah, that's the end of the show, right?
Yeah, pretty much, man. I mean, that's
it's not like we have another topic after this, right?
I know.
Now.
It's like, dude, we've got time.
All right, okay, continue on, Eric. Go ahead.
Chill.
That's
all,
let's do it. That's all I've really been playing, other than, you know, maybe I played a little bit of Phoenix Wright and Clone of Clive 2, but that's it. I didn't feel like putting in what I've been playing because I played less than like 30 minutes of them each.
All right. Break, what have you been playing?
Well, let me see. Molir was too busy having orgy last week to be here for me beating just
accent.
This is Russian accent.
I was gonna say he's gone all Romanian, like he's
Russian. Yeah, yes, Romanian, Russian, you know, the Eastern Europe, Western Asia type countries. Because I've been playing Metro 2033.
I see.
That's why I believe what's that?
It's a good game. It's a good game.
Yes, I'm enjoying it.
Are you playing the upgraded edition on
Oh my god. Can we let Brake get through his fucking games?
No, I'm curious. No, it's relevant. I was like, are you playing the upgraded edition like on PS4 or just the original?
No, I'm playing the original.
Okay.
I'm playing the original. It's a fun game. It's not blown me away yet, but I'm not hating it either, you know.
Last Light is significantly better.
This is what I've heard. I'm probably going to play that afterwards. And the only other game I've really been playing this week is those Dungeon & Dragon Capcom games.
Shadow of Mystara.
Those are...
Of course, Freak 5 has to suggest a 4-hour RP Grinders like Dogma debate. We could call ourselves RP Grinder Double D, right?
Like wait, hang on. We got like Extreme Beach Grinders, Double D.
You know what Dungeon Buster's been playing? He's been playing Metal Gear NES, the Phantom Gyromite.
Oh boy, Gyromite.
All right.
Yeah, that robot was not fun to play against. He took so fucking long to do anything.
Well, you know what's even worse, though? Playing with someone else who would deliberately fuck with you and push you over.
No, that was the fun part of the game.
Yeah, for them.
Well, I know, I was them.
No fun. Like, if you got two people playing Gyromite, it was absolutely no fun being the player one. Because you would never, ever, ever succeed.
Oh, Squish.
Look, you're Squishkin. Oh, dude, sorry, my finger slipped. Fuck
that
you.
That sounds kind of like Mario's new Super Mario Brothers U.
Mm. Yeah, pretty much. It's like, sorry, drew a wall right in front of you when you were trying to make that jump.
Dungeon Buck.
Yeah. Nintendo's been making frenemies for a very, very long time.
No shit.
Dungeon Buster is telling you, welcome to the D&D world, Break. So there you go.
Mm.
Yeah, those are really great and deep games because there's so much hidden shit in them.
Actually, I've played them. I like them. They're not my favorite Capcom beat 'em up. My favorite is still Alien vs. Predator. If you haven't played it, really, really, really should. It's awesome.
Yeah, that's a really good one.
I played it in arcade. I haven't got to play it on a console because they haven't done that yet.
Yeah, the console port for release.
Right. They'll never do it.
because of licensing issues. But
yeah, that's all.
Because Activision has game rights, and then there's the film rights.
Yeah, like the rights belong in like five different places, and it's just a nightmare. So it'll never.
And Sega still has game rights too.
Yeah.
Who thought Activision would become such a juggernaut?
And yeah, not I.
And me either.
Activision has Alien vs. Predator. Sega has Aliens, and who has just Predator?
And Dungeon Buster says not so much in Tower, but they did put a ton of secrets in Shadows, and that's true.
Yeah. Never ever see because I don't like Pokemon trading card game.
Yeah. All right, break. Anything else?
No, that's it. It's Mario's turn.
All right, Mug.
Well, for me, I've been playing – well, mostly I've actually been playing since Sunday, and I just finished it late last night. I played Until Dawn on the PS4, and if you don't know what that is, it's a very along the same vein of games like Quantic Dreams kind of stuff, like the Fahrenheit/Indigo Prophecy – and Heavy Rain, that kind of thing, only done a lot better. It's essentially very much in the teen horror vein with a little touch of Saw and a bit of supernatural kind of stuff in it.
Have you played Life is Strange?
I think we lost everybody.
It is hokey and it is cheesy, but
I'd play through it once and then see all the endings online.
Well, that sounds like about every horror movie ever made, hokey and cheesy. Yeah.
Well, that's kind of the point. But the thing is, it's like someone can die early on, but there's also a chance for them to survive and a whole bunch of other shit for them to happen to them.
Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's like when they say it's a branching storyline, it's like stuff really – it's more like the leaves on a tree rather than the kind of that rubber banding sort of branching path. You know what I'm talking about? Like with the, say, Mass Effect.
Yeah,
where you can branch off a little bit, but it still stays in the same track.
Yeah, it's still going to a general. You're still going to the same thing at the end.
Yeah, this does that too to an extent, but there's multiple scenes that I never saw play out because the characters that I saw being controlled at this point were dead. Because I made mistakes. Did you guys ever see the movie Constantine with Keanu Reeves?
Yes.
Yeah. You know? Do you remember the guy who played Satan?
Yes. He was in Prison Break.
Yeah, Peter Stormare is his name. He plays this doctor, and I love this guy so much because it's like that. He's like this weird, creepy, sort of over the top sort of.
I was gonna say he's really good at over the top.
Yes, and it's like he chews the scenery and everything, and he's in this, and he's every bit as awesome as he is in everything else. If you're a fan of Peter Stormare, you'll love this because he's not like a major character, but he steals the scene every time he shows up. It's awesome.
Yeah, he is over the top in every role I've ever seen him in.
It's amazing. But it's he played my favorite Satan of all time in cinematic history. But anyway, I've also played – and I just finished that last night. So I just started Metal Gear Solid 5 an hour and a half before the show started. So I've only gotten through the opening sequence. So I haven't gotten any of the other stuff with Mother Base, and I haven't gotten to Afghanistan or anything like that. So, but I mean, I'm just getting started with that. So that's where I am.
Yeah.
All right. But yeah, Until Dawn, I mean, I spent full price on it and I played through it and I'm like, I need to play this again. So I'm pretty satisfied with it. I'm happy with it.
All right. Anything else, Mug?
No, that's it for me.
All right. Quickly, I've been playing Marvel Puzzle Quest. I have more gripes with the game. I've come to the conclusion that it really is a pay-to-win game because I was doing really well in a section, and I was ranked number 14 out of 5,000 people, and I could have got all kinds of cool shit, but it just became too difficult because everybody that I'm trying to beat in the versus mode is not only better than me, but they have characters that are just way too powered up. So,
in other words, they have more money than you.
Way more money.
I heard the Adventure Time reskin of that game is actually better because it's less pay to win.
Well, whatever. I like it because it has characters that I like, and I played it so long that I've earned every fucking thing. But you can tell there's a lot of people on there that haven't earned what they got. But let's move on.
That whole thing that like it has characters I like is how the play to win thing thrives.
No, of course. I mean that's the model. But I'm just saying like it is completely unfair. Like it.
Oh yeah, and they thrive on that. I mean that's how they it's like people want like I want. So and so. I want Hulk. I want Ant-Man or whatever character it is.
Look, I worked my ass off to get Ant-Man, and I got.
Oh, I know, but my point is that, like, if you don't want to work your ass off for it, then you can pay to kind of get a shortcut for it. And they're appealing to laziness to make their money, and it works.
It works.
Because especially in the American market, laziness always sells.
Right. All right, let's move on, guys, to our stinkos. I'm going to go right into mine. I have three. I'm going to try to do them as quickly as possible. Wes Craven.
Well, wait. This is a free for all, isn't it? Tonight?
No, it's not a free for all.
We're running a little long.
Next week, we got to do a free for all next week, guys. I'm telling you now. There's just way too much news and too many tangents to get what we really.
And I'm sorry, I interrupted a bad stinker.
No, it's all right.
Sorry. Go ahead.
It's all right. Rip Wes Craven. Wes Craven, the horror maestro.
Yeah, that sucks.
Died this past weekend, I believe, and it just hit me like a ton of bricks. Wes Craven,
same here, man.
For those,
actually, Nightmare on Elm Street 3 was the first R-rated movie I ever got to go see in the theater.
That movie made me cry.
Like, man, I was so I loved. I actually at one point I had that entire movie memorized. Yeah. I loved those movies. Not all of them, but yes.
I was such a little scared little shit as a kid. Like when I saw that movie as a little kid the first time, like I cried and had nightmares and shit.
But yeah, like, I mean, I just it's like the puppet scene and stuff like that. I mean, it's like Nightmare on Elm Street 3 was a good horror movie.
Yeah,
I mean, and it was just like so much good stuff in that, and it's just like God, it's like. It sucks. You know, it was one of the things that sucks about getting old is finding people who had a major influence on your life dying.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Finding out like things like Bill Cosby or whoever. Like
Don't bring that up.
But I mean, just you'll find like that your heroes either die or you find out they should never have been your heroes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's true, but
I know because Bill Cosby actually was one of my heroes.
I don't want to take away from Russ.
I wonder how long will be before I learn George Carlin shouldn't have been my hero.
He died a long time. He died years ago. So
yeah, he's safe. Nobody's still looking.
If anything comes out, we can all say that's speculation.
George Carlin is not only one of the greatest comedians to ever live, but one of the greatest people and a great atheist.
Actually, his daughter says he was not an atheist.
She's full of shit.
I don't believe that. I mean, she's his daughter. She knew him better than anyone else living.
She's full of shit, man. He was an atheist, man. Come on. Let me finish up on Wes Craven here, guys.
Yes, go ahead.
The Scream series, Nightmare on Elm Street, which the guys mentioned. By the way, not the reboot, but the new Nightmare on Elm Street was
New Nightmare was fucking awesome.
It was a phenomenal movie, and I don't.
It did not end as strongly as most of it ran. Like the final confrontation, I was like, it's not as good. I mean, it was okay on balance. It was a great movie, but
I hated the whole Hansel and Gretel thing at the end, though. That was just terrible.
Yeah. Like the final thing where like the final confrontation.
I'm gonna eat you.
Yeah, with the final confrontation with Freddy was not as cool as all the stuff like dealing with Dylan the kid and all this stuff.
I watched most of them actually. But it was just, like, that's one of the few I've seen.
Well, no, it's like it was a movie that was meta before meta became a thing,
mm-hmm.
And you can easily see where the experience of that greatly influenced what became Scream.
Yeah.
I mean, and it was like, and New Nightmare still holds up. Like the original Nightmare on Elm Street 1 The way that they finally dealt with Freddy was a little cheesy. But Nightmare on Elm Street 3 and New Nightmare are like those are like three movies that deserve their place in the pantheon of great horror movies.
It is. The reboot was shit. I mean, I can't believe that
I'm the only one who liked the reboot.
No, the reboot had good elements to it.
No, and you know what? As much as I like the actor, I can't remember his name off the top.
Jackie
of my
Earl
head.
Haley.
Jackie Earl.
I really like him, and that's probably why I like him.
I like him a lot.
I suggested if they ever reboot the Nightmare series again, they should use William Dafoe as Freddy.
That might
work. That actually might be really good.
That might work.
But, I mean, the thing is,
no, they should use Jim Carrey. Let's just go all out.
let's go there. Let's not.
All right, let's move on, man. I had some other things to say, but we're just running out of time. I got other shit going on here. A weird exchange at the dispensary I had today. I bought a couple of patches, like, you know, just so you can relieve some of the pain and, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah, it's amazing to me all the uses they find for marijuana.
Yeah. And it works.
What?
You mean like actual marijuana patches?
Yeah.
Or are you talking about like, seriously?
Yes. Seriously, yeah,
that,
dude.
Wow. I thought you were kidding. I thought you were going to like that.
No, like they
care or whatever they talk about, whatever.
Right, let me finish this
right now. They're trying to get marijuana passed in Ohio, so I've been learning a lot of things about marijuana lately. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And you like apparently it's really good for pain. You can get like lotions and patches and stuff like that. Apply right to the hurt.
Yeah, that was the thing. It's like I don't know if you saw the stories about that girl who was living with like seizures and stuff like that. There are two major chemicals in marijuana or pot or whatever you want to call it.
Yes.
Cannabis. There's THC is what gets you high, and there's another one I can't remember the acronym for that relieves pain. And there was this girl who had these just incredible seizures and all this other stuff going on, and she's the one that like people have kind of held up as this like this is why medical marijuana needs to be a thing.
Yeah.
You know, because it's like, you know, the parents said, fuck this, you know, like our daughter needs this, so we're going to make sure she gets it. And if we're flouting the law by doing this, then so be it. And so, she's been held up as this icon of like the medical marijuana movement.
Yeah, I don't want to make this a long thing, but basically I had a weird exchange where I bought a couple of patches, and they work. They really do work. I have to cut them down. Like, they come in 2x2 squares, like, I don't know, like a pain patch, like you would get at the store. Like, I don't know, like those.
Yeah, I know. Salon. Yeah, those. Like,
okay,
those
hold on.
Pads.
Mike, let me
pad things. Right. I can't remember what they're called.
They're called.
But you know what I'm talking about.
Jesus Christ. Yes, salon pods. Is or
well no well yeah no I have some of those and they're really good, but no, I'm thinking of something where specifically like you put them on like a sore spot on your back and they provide heat.
The cool Icy Hot patches.
No, it's not Icy Hot, it's something else, but it's a different brand. But either way, we're I'm you know it's
yeah,
it's related is, but it's
yeah,
not relevant.
And I wonder if future Resident Evil games will just replace the medical herbs of marijuana patches.
That'd be fine with me anyways. Gripper says, poor Frank and his old man aches and pains. No, I think I have like a rheumatoid arthritis, Gripper. So that type of shit helps, you know, like it really does. Like it's more.
You know
than,
what, actually,
let me finish this real quick and then we can discuss ad nauseum. But anyways, I bought a couple of patches and, I had a weird exchange at the dispensary. They gave me one of the wrong patches, and I thought it was kind of weird. I thought I was getting charged way too much, and I went back in, and I asked, you know, I need to do an exchange, but apparently they can't give you – and I paid in cash, and apparently they can't give you cash back. So I was like, why? Like that just – it's retarded. But anyways, so that apparently at these dispensaries – and I've never had it happen. I've exchanged – stuff at other dispensaries before, and I just thought it was weird. She said that the laws prohibit giving cash back because it's like they're buying marijuana, you know, from somebody. And I'm like, that makes zero sense. But anyways,
well, the laws prevent them from doing a lot of things. Like they can't run their business like a traditional business. Like they have to go,
because they're under
banks and such like that.
And they're also under so much like legal scrutiny. Like all it takes is one little thing, and they can be like greeted.
Yeah, yeah. So I had a kind of a hard time getting my right patch and getting a little bit of money back. And so it, needless to say, I got a gift card to the dispensary now. So that's what I'm dealing with, a $6 fucking card at the dispensary. I couldn't even get a pre-roll for that much. I'm like, what the hell? But
what's whatever. A pre-roll?
A joint, dude.
Oh, okay. Well, no, I mean, I know, like, you know, rolling a joint. I've never heard of it called a pre-roll.
Yeah, because they pre-roll it for you.
Oh, I see.
Right. And then the last one is, if you haven't seen it, go to youngturks.com or just look up Young Turks on YouTube and check out the Bill O'Reilly Black Lives Matter debacle. He's an idiot.
All you have to say is Bill O'Reilly.
What I was going to say is he even remotely is he even remotely relevant nowadays?
He is.
I hope not. He's like him. Talk about biggest piece of shit on the planet.
He really is.
He's man. In line.
He is a piece of shit.
Yeah, he's definitely in line.
He's out of line when he talks about this. He compares the people that support Black Lives Matter, which I've talked about extensively on this show, to radicals. Radical.
Yeah. Now, extremists. Apparently, there is like a where there are a handful of people who were like pushing the Black Lives Matter thing, and who were also being complete and total fuckheads who, you know, who are kind of corrupting what the whole Black Lives Matter thing means.
Yeah, I've heard their chants, like calling for like the deaths of cops and stuff like that. Like that's what we need less of. We need less violence.
These people need to be shut down, but they do not represent what Black Lives Matter is all about.
I don't think they need to be shut down if they have an opinion. Like I happen to cheer. No.
If these are the ones who are applauding and committing violence against cops in order to instigate problems,
if they're committing violence, that's one thing. But I can sit here and say all day long that I'm happy when I hear about a cop having a hard time, whether it's getting shot or getting his ass kicked, or even fucking dying, because I could care less about cops.
Come on, man. You're talking about somebody's life.
I really don't give a shit, man.
No,
I
mean, you've been on here, like, bashing, like...
Break, man, let me finish before you go on.
You've bashed the death penalty, but then you say it's okay for a cop to die.
I could care less, and I'll tell you why. I just saw another video, Break, and if you haven't seen this, you need to look at it, and look at it long and hard, and this is something that...
Doesn't represent every single person that's a police officer.
I don't care! If
you don't
not,
care, no, you fucking kidding me, dude?
I don't. I could care less about cops.
You're saying it's okay for somebody to die.
A cop, I could care less, Break, because number one, they chose the profession, and the majority, the vast majority, and I've said it on this show before, I'm not afraid to say it, the vast majority of cops are fucking scum.
So even you're admitting less. That some of them are good.
Maybe.
You're saying the vast majority. You say like, you're not saying all of them.
Like 95%
of them. So if one of the good ones die, it's okay.
Look, I'm not saying that. I'm saying the vast majority of cops are worthless piece of shit scumbags. That's what I'm saying. And if
you just said it was you don't care if they die. You're good with that.
You know what? I can't tell.
I'm tired of people dying. I'm tired of the violence. Yeah.
I'm kind of with Break on this. I understand. Okay, right. hang on.
Let's move on because you guys are not letting me talk. I can't fucking talk.
let me just say this one thing.
Yeah, go for it.
And you can respond to it however you want. The thing is, yes, it's fucked up what's going on all counts. But and I have to reiterate this: vengeance is not justice.
I didn't say vengeance. Did I say that? I said I don't care when I hear.
So it look, still plays into that, though.
We have so many fucking stories of cops beating the shit out of people and beating us down and oppressing people that I could care less if I hear a story that combats one of the many atrocities the cops do. I could care fucking less. I don't care.
The problem is they're all – it's all – the thing is you have – There are.
Look,
I don't know how many cops there are in the United States, you know. But you're still dealing with, at least as far as is reported, like these events that are happening that are despicable. Make no mistake about it. I don't condone any of it.
Yeah, I'm not.
Look, guys, listen to me real quick here, okay? when this country was founded, there's a reason why there was a right to bear arms, right?
Yeah, it's, because it's the government was corrupt.
Listen, God damn it. Sorry. If the government oppresses a people so far, then the people tend to rise up. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying everybody should go out and kill cops. I'm not saying that. I'm saying right now people are getting fucking sick and tired of the cops doing what they're doing. That's what I'm saying. And for me personally, I could care less. I hear stories all the time about cops harassing people, about them giving hard times to teenagers, black people, white people, Mexican people. They're giving people a hard time, and they need to be reminded.
I agree with you. I hate all that.
Hold on.
I agree.
They need to be reminded every once in a while that, you know what? Eventually, the public is not going to take it anymore, and they're going to rise up against you, all right? So what I'm saying is it's actually – not that it's okay that people are dying, because I agree with you, Brake. I hate to hear when people die. But you know what? If some of these cops start realizing that there's a chance they could die, maybe they'll be a little nicer to the guys that they harass on the side of the street when they go fucking, filling them up and doing these searches and everything else that they do that's wrong.
I think the problem, though, is that everyone on all sides needs to remember that summary execution is not part of what the United States is about.
You know what? To that point, Mug, I'll point you to a video of a guy with his hands raised very high in the air in which the cops fucking kill him.
Right? Yeah, I'm aware of that. But I'm not arguing that, Frank.
Yeah. What I'm saying is people get tired of that shit. Guys,
yeah,
that's what
we're tired of that shit.
Yeah, so I mean, we're not tired
of everyone dying.
Yeah, well, I'm not. I haven't gotten tired of any cops dying anytime soon. I'm not calling for people to go out and kill cops. That's not what I'm saying. But I could care less about the police. It's the same thing that Ice-T was talking about in his song "Cop Killer." Right? He wasn't enticing people to go out and kill cops, but the message was there. All right. That's what I'm saying. Cops need to know that people are getting sick and tired of this bullshit. I mean, it's out of hand. The police are absolutely out of hand, and that's all I'm saying. You know that.
And we're just saying there's a better way to do things.
Yeah. Well, like I said, all I'm saying is I don't have any sympathy for cops.
It never helps anyone when you stoop to the level.
I didn't say I'm going to go out and kill cops, dude.
Frank, let me just say
let me just say one thing, and can we please move on? Please, Frank, please.
Oh, it's me. Yeah, sure, Eric. Sure. We can move on. If it's relevant to me, we can move on. Go ahead, Eric.
I just want to say one thing.
Go ahead.
Frank, the way your views toward cops sound to me like – a lot like someone who demonizes someone to the point where they can, where they just completely don't even see them as a human anymore, and I think we're railing,
Eric,
against right now.
You could feel that way about me, Eric, but that's, you know me. You've known me for years. The point I'm making, I don't care about cops. All right, I don't feel any sympathy for them. I don't care. If there's a funeral for a cop, I don't think it should be any more glamorized than the funerals of the people that they kill. That's what I'm saying. I don't care. It's no more special when a cop dies than a normal citizen.
You know, I agree with you on that one.
I don't agree. Cops are not special. However,
they absolutely are not special.
They're still human beings, still have lives, they still have families.
Yeah, nobody that can shoot somebody with their hands up is a human being to me, Brake. Nobody can convince me of that.
But they're not all doing that,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, well, like your arguments are what I hear from racists. Like when they talk about like all the black people are out there shooting each other in the streets.
No. Look, you're missing the point, Brake. You both are missing the point, Mug and
like, the people who are really anti Black Lives Matter and stuff like that.
With an
we're not missing the point, but we're telling you this is how you're sounding.
Well,
we know you aren't like this. We know you don't
look
want all, anyone to die.
All I'm saying is I have zero.
Frank, we're your
sympathy.
Friends. We're not trying to bash on you.
You guys are not. You guys are totally missing it. This is my point. All right, and then I'll leave it at this. I have zero sympathy for a cop. Zero. That's my point. I can't
and
stand
I guess that's the difference for me. It's like I can't look
at I know there's still cops out there and they're still very human. They haven't lost their humanity. And I'm not gonna just blanket all of them together
you guys are very optimistic, man. You guys don't see enough video, I don't think, man.
Well, like the thing is you're also we're also dealing with confirmation bias, and I think you're kind of, letting yourself kind of, drown in it.
I don't think so, man. I'm not committing any fallacy when I state opinion. I ain't. I just ain't, Maury. I'm not going to buy into that either. I have zero sympathy for cops. That's it. I just don't. I respect them and I'm afraid of them, but I have zero sympathy for a cop. They have proven time and time again that they don't care about anybody
Themselves. The thing is you're letting like a group of anecdotes, a group of individual data points color your let me finish. A group of data points color your opinion of the entirety of them.
Hundreds
of thousands of them, and we're looking at
Mug, let me stop you right there. There should be zero data points.
I agree with you. Agree with you that there should be zero, but the thing is, the fact that there are these few dozen who have done horrible things. Now, let me make absolutely certain these are horrible things, and these people need to be dealt with systemically.
This problem needs
to be dealt with, that doesn't mean every cop is deserving of contempt.
You guys are the reason why cops do what they do. All right. And I say that with all due respect to you guys because I love you guys. You guys are my friends. I consider you my friends even though I've never met you. But you guys are the reason
that's cool. We're going to make out later.
Yeah, sure. Look, Freak makes a good point here. He says,
I'm not enabling cops, Frank. I just haven't gotten to the point where
I consider myself human, and there's still one that dies
who might have a family.
You know what, Eric? The next time you're out there and you see a cop harassing somebody for no good reason, then you'll know what I'm talking about. Freak says, yes, there are good cops, but how good can they be when they let the bad cops do the things that they've been doing? That's a great point.
Cops. Those cops also have families. It affects more than just the cops.
And I've been harassed for no good reason.
Look,
me too. I have too.
You guys have no idea, man. Freak also says their job is to protect citizens. If they know bad cops are harming citizens, which that's another good point. How many of them know?
I agree with that. The thin blue line thing needs to disappear.
Right.
Yes. So, and I've said that for a very long time. Like, I think there is an institution with police. Like, they're the good guys and the rest of us are the bad guys.
The point I'm trying to make that I've been saying for years and people call me crazy for it and you guys are doing it right now is that the vast majority, if not all of them, are fucking dirty, dude. And I'm telling you that this is the truth, man. I'm not a conspiracy theorist.
I'm the conspiracy theorist.
And Freak is saying what I've been thinking for years. If you know bad shit is happening, that doesn't make you a good person. If you're not speaking up and telling people that this is wrong, then you're part of the problem. That's what I'm saying.
You're talking about being an accessory after the fact. Like, if you know something is going on and you don't speak out against it, yes, you are part of the problem.
And you don't think that 99% of these cops know that people are that other cops are doing bad things, Mug? You myself, you.
We are going around in circles. If there's anything else we wanted to talk about, we better get to it. This isn't going anywhere.
Can we do the rest of our Sweetos and do our process?
We didn't even get through Stinkos yet.
I know. Let's get through Stinkos and Sweetos, and then we'll go from there.
Yeah.
You know guys?
Frank,
because we're not going to end the discussion today.
Yeah. I would just like to close this, Frank.
I know it's uncomfortable for you guys, but I'm telling you guys that this is the truth.
Okay, Frank,
it's very uncomfortable.
Let me just say this one last thing, Frank.
Whatever.
I say, you are my friend. I love you, but I think you're very misguided.
Nope. I am absolutely not misguided, man. I've been around on the planet for at least as long as you, Mug, and I am definitely not
misguided. I thought we'd established you've been on the planet for a very, very long time.
I know.
In fact, Freak 5 Chaos would like to say that when God said, "Let there be light," Frank told God to get off his lawn.
Yeah, Frank's older than us.
This is why there's a geologic age known as the Francozoic.
You guys are something else, man. I swear. I look.
You know what? I think this is one of the best episodes we've ever done, just for this this back and forth that we've had. Because in the end, neither of us, none of us, really agree.
And
you know.
I do enjoy arguing with you, Frank. You're fun to argue.
Everybody loves arguing with me, man. Like they just love it. But
that's because it's a self-righteous thing. Because I know you're
this
wrong.
This is why. Look, these are the reasons. These are the reasons why I wanted to get through the news a lot quicker than what we did because of this. And then you guys get mad at me because I'm going off on a tangent, which I have not this entire time up until.
I'm not
now.
Mad at you at all.
No, but I'm saying, like, you guys complain when we get to these points when I bring up something that's important to me. But...
We just disagree with you.
Yeah, I mean, we're not mad at you, dude. We're just
avoiding. If we were mad at you, we'd still be yelling, and I probably was storm. I would have been butthurt and walked off the show.
Walking off this show.
Yeah. You know me. I cry and whine like a little bitch.
We're all still friends here. This is just us.
Honestly, let me just end by this. Like, you wanted to end, Mug, but I'm going to end with the final word on this, okay? You guys aren't seeing the point. That's how I'm going to end.
You're saying. I just disagree with you.
I love you, Frank.
You guys missed the point, man. All right, Mug, what is your stinko, man? Let's get through this.
My stinko is that some fucking asshole family stole my wife's brand new phone.
Oh.
She dropped her phone, realized it was missing, and realized she'd done so within 3 minutes, and that was long enough for them to grab it, turn it off to make sure it couldn't ring on them, and then get out of the shop.
That sucks.
So that was like $150 plus, you know, the cost of a new SD card. You know, we had to buy the phone, you know, replace the phone, replace the SD card, and replace the SIM card. So, like, thanks. And plus, not just that, but 7 years worth of photos and videos that we can't get.
Oh, man.
So, yeah. Whoever did that, fuck you, you pieces of shit. You deserve whatever's coming to you.
Yep.
And that was a brand new phone too?
Yes, actually we'd had it for less than a week.
What kind of phone was it, just out of curiosity?
We had gotten one. Yeah, I don't know if you're familiar with those blue phones. Excuse me, blue phones.
No, not really.
You can buy them now in Walmart, but there are these completely unlocked phones. They're not tied down to any one carrier.
That's so interesting.
It's like basically you just have to look them up and make sure that they work with your specific – that they work with specific carriers. There's like some that work with like T-Mobile, Sprint, and AT&T, and then there's some that work with Verizon and, you know, like a couple of other ones. Just because the way that their data is set up, you know, is particular to how the phones work. But this was one of those, and we spent about – it was like $125. And, you know, the SIM card was $25, and the SD card is – you know, it's a 32 gig, which is not, like, super expensive, but enough to where it's like, wow, that's money that – you know, that was an expense that we laid out, and it's not something that – you know, like, plus these 7 years' worth of photos and videos – that we can't get back. You know, animals that we've had and we've fostered, photos of the kids and shit like that. I'm like, you people are fucking assholes.
Yeah. That really sucks.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. Who's next? Break your stinko, dude.
My stinko is we talked about the death of Miss Craven, which, you know, is a tragedy. But there was another actor who died this Well, I shouldn't say Wes Craven is an actor, but there was an actor who died this week who was a big name long time ago. Stinko goes to the death of the actor Dean Jones.
Who's Dean Jones? Do I know Dean
Rings
Jones?
Rings a bell.
See, I was going to say, like, you and Moria, you guys might know him. Probably Eric is probably too young. He used to be in a lot of the movies from the – what's that?
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. A lot of these, like, Disney movies from the 60s, 70s. Yeah, you would probably know him better as the guy who drove Herbie the Love Bug.
Yes, yes.
I watched Herbie when I was young, but I don't remember him in any of the movies that the guy was in or his name. I remember seeing him though.
Yeah, so he was the driver of Herbie. He was in movies like that and That Darn Cat, which
I know what you're talking about.
Cat. Okay, and I don't think a lot of people noticed his death, which is why it's my stink up.
Yeah. But yeah, he was 84.
Yeah, he was in his 80s, but it's not like he died like too young or something like that. I'm just saying, like, it's kind of sad.
Yeah, see, that right there, break is illustrates my point. I definitely, I heard that news and I felt terrible because I do remember those movies.
Break. I think I understand what Frank was trying to say. He's basically treating like the death of a corrupt cop is like the passing of the Pope for me, I guess.
I feel bad about his
death other than the fact that he was an asshole up until he died.
Yeah, see, I don't have sympathy for people like that. I just don't. We can't.
Well, like I said, your tone's important, and your tone was off, and I took exception to that.
You could take exception to all you want, Eric. I feel the way that I do. There have been way too many injustices to fill otherwise, and you guys haven't seen the stuff that most people on the street see, man.
Maybe break.
I don't know, break, but you know what?
I've seen more.
I hope I didn't start something.
You've seen.
Yeah,
that's what I heard.
Yeah, hey man, Eric, you want to be starting something? You've got to be starting something. You always got to be starting something.
You always got to be starting something.
Mama say, motherfucker. Right.
I don't know what that meant, but it was hilarious.
Let's move on real quickly. We're going to have to do our plugs, but let's get through our Sweetos real quick. I have kind of a plug, Sweeto. If you guys follow, you guys need to follow at Pochassic,
Pochassic,
A-S-S-I-C, Pochassic. He came out with a book called Flesh Without Soul, and it's basically a zombie novel, but let me read the little caption here. It says, no sequels, no trilogies, no mercy, and I'm going to let you guys know that I am in this book. I'm patient zero in this book, so you know.
Oh, is this zombie thing from a couple of years ago where they're when he was recruiting people to be in the novel?
No, that's something different. That's Zombie Queen, which I'm also in, and I'm illustrated in that book. But no, this is a different novel. This is not a comic book. This is a novel.
Oh, my bad. I misunderstood.
Yeah, that you can get on Amazon, you can get on the Kindle. You can get the Kindle version if you have a Kindle or an iPhone or iPad with the Kindle app. But check it out.
Android has a Kindle app too.
Yep, they do. So just tell him I sent you. You know, I mean, he's been a big supporter of mine and everything I do on Twitter and, you know, everything like that. So I'm hoping to have him on this show. I was going to do it on DMT, but DMT is pretty much no more. I guess I could do a one-off, but Pochassic might make we might do an interview with Pochassic on the show. He's a really cool dude. He's a very, very eloquent writer. He's a very competent writer. So if you guys are into horror novels or you know, who reads nowadays, I guess, but if you do read, check out.
I'm into horror. stuff.
Yeah,
check actually, out. I just read. I don't know if you guys know who Joe Hill is. He's actually Stephen King's son.
Yep, yep.
Yeah, I read a Heart-Shaped Box, which was surprisingly good.
Yeah, the Nirvana song. I've heard
that. I was going to say, Courtney loves it.
Not the Nirvana song. It was Joe Stephen King's son, Joe Hill, who basically used a pseudonym to get out from under the shadow of his father. But his introductory novel was called Heart-Shaped Box. It's actually pretty damn good.
did anybody read Dr. Sleep?
I did.
Was that any good?
It was pretty good. I mean, it was not like fantastic, but
there's a comic book that his son does too called I think it's like, man, I can't remember. It's like Key and something. I can't remember. But that,
Key and Peele. I love that show.
No, not Key and Peele. It's like Lock and Key, I think, is what it's called. But Flesh Without Soul, guys, make sure you go and check out Pachacik's.
As if there's any other kind of flesh.
Flesh Without Soul. Yep. So check that out. There you go. That's my sweeto. Moria, your sweeto.
My sweeto is the fact that my insurance completely covered my vasectomy that I had today, which is why I'm a little out of it.
Thank Jesus you got a vasectomy, man. No more mugs running around. Yes.
There were never any extra mugs.
There'll never be any now.
There will never be any extra mugs. I'm pretty pleased
unless you get cloned.
Thank Jesus.
Thank Jeebus, I will never be cloned. And also, I'm pretty pleased that the two games that I got, Until Dawn and Metal Gear Solid 5, have both made very positive impressions on me.
Mm. I'd like to get it, but I can't afford it right now, nor have the time to play anyway. Yep.
Gripper said Lock and Key. And that's it. All right. Did we do yours, Break? I don't think we did.
I really want to be cloned.
I got a speedo.
Yeah, hang on. Let me get to breaks first.
Mine was just that it was finally summertime. It only took it till September, but this week it was finally summertime weather.
Yeah. Fuck you. It's been summertime here for months.
Well, that's what I read in the newspaper, that apparently this is the record warm year, this is the warmest year on record. Well, yeah. In Ohio, it rained every other day, literally from May until the end of August. Yeah.
If that had happened here, maybe my last month's utility bill wouldn't have been $385.
Jesus Christ!
Yeah, no shit.
Freak says it fucking hurts. Freak says so. Frank isn't the only one high on the show. Is Mug high on his pain pills? He must be, man.
I'm not. I'm actually just hiccuping.
You know what? And this is going to surprise most people. I haven't smoked in a month, man. I haven't had
lies,
any cannabis,
and lies.
No, nope.
I don't believe that for one. Discounting your marijuana?
Zero
he's not smoking. He's gotten the e-liquid thing set up, so now he's vaping his marijuana.
No vapor, no flower. No patches.
He's got a Gandalf pipe hiding somewhere. I mean,
he's eating pot brownies.
You guys make fun, man, but I haven't had – you know why? Because I've been looking for a job, and it's hard to get in the dispensaries.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's some more bullshit laws we have with our government. Pot's illegal as far as the government, so many companies, drug test and shit like that.
Yeah. That's not even a legal issue. Companies can decide to drug test and say,
actually, that's a good point. They can. You're right. I just meant
their drug policies are bullshit still, though.
Yeah, I'm cannabis free right now, which totally sucks. I can honestly tell you that. Freak's inquiring about the patches, and no, I haven't taken anything anally, Freak. The patches were not for myself.
You said something about suppositories earlier. That's what you were talking about, wasn't it?
No. Freak was talking about that.
I've got a suppository in my pants.
Yeah. I'm sure you do, man. I'm sure you do. All right, Eric, you're sweeto.
And it's finally.
Yeah. This one's good. Speaking of Jesus, we have a McCheeses. McDonald's is set to offer an all-day breakfast starting October 6th.
Hallelujah.
I will never take advantage of that. I'm actually losing weight. I've lost about 25 pounds.
You know, I was going to say, like, I'm on a vegetarian diet this month, and
that's... Still, if I want a McGriddle at 10 p.m., I can get one.
Yeah, I know.
So Moria's all-semen diet is paying off.
Yeah. It's working very well for me. Nice. So it's my all-semen and vagina diet.
Oh, and, boy. This show's gone to hell, man. All right. So... see, you have a lulls here. Mega Man movie in development. Who gives a shit?
I can't imagine that's going to turn out well.
Say what now?
Dungeon Buster says, praise the McGriddle. So, there you go.
That's so fucking gross.
No, it's not. It's good.
It's like a fucking dual-layered pancake.
Yeah, I'm with Moria. I don't like them either.
Oh, my God. They're so good.
Who the fuck? What the fuck kind of fool puts maple syrup on sausage patties?
It's so good.
It's good. Like,
I do that. No, yes, no, it is. Yes, you're
not,
it is.
This is not merely a matter of opinion. You're
it is a matter of opinion. You suck, Mug. You suck. That's what it is.
It might be objectively wrong for you, Mug.
Yeah, exactly. You suck, Mug.
I love your glue. Whatever bounces off, whatever you say bounces off me and sticks to you. I'm like, what is this? Six fucking great.
I want to do a laws and then we can do plugs and get the fuck out of here. So,
Freak 5 says someone sent two chicks to his job for $25,000 each and misspelled his name as the name of the company. Wow. Yeah, you know what? You need to talk to him about that, Freak. Fuck that. They should give you that $50,000, man. You know?
Were they hot?
Anyways. All right, let's do our plugs.
I got a lull first.
No, already... checks, not
what's
chicks.
What's your lull? Oh, lulls?
Darn it.
Well, it's not really a lull. It's more like a what the hell, because this could go very badly or very awesomely.
It's a what if.
Yeah. What? Anyways, usgamer.net, Mega Man movies in development at Fox.
I just talked about that, Eric.
You did?
Yeah, I did the lulls, man. We talked about
it. I know, like, he kind of mentioned it in passing, and I'm like, yeah. What?
Maybe it's because on such a long tangent that I got it just tuned out.
Yeah, and I said, I can't imagine this will go well.
Yeah. So, what do you think about
Is this going to be live action, or is this going to be a cartoon?
I think what they've done, they've licensed.
I'm scared.
But there is also a new cartoon coming.
Yeah, but they've licensed that live-action fan film.
What?
There's a live-action 90-minute Mega Man fan film.
I've never watched it. It's awful.
You should.
All right, let's do our plugs, guys. Let's get the hell out of here. This has been a debacle.
I just want to be a famous director just so I can make a good Mega Man trilogy.
There is no good Mega Man trilogy. Man.
Fuck you!
Hey, Mega Man! 1, 2, and 3 on the original Nintendo were awesome. Oh, fuck you.
God. Yes.
Yeah.
And I could make them great movies.
So frustratingly hard, man. Yeah, that's
cool. Mega Man 2 was not, and Mega Man 3 was not frustratingly hard.
No, but
to me, the first one is still the hardest.
Oh, Frank's yeah.
Like, Mega Man, I hate this.
All right.
It's so hard because I can't beat a Goomba on Mario anymore.
Oh, shut up.
Oh, this fucking yellow devil. I can't beat it without the pause trick.
All right, Mug, let's go, man. Your plugs.
All right. You can reach me.
I think it was the time that Frank told us that he got killed by the first Goomba.
I did.
Plugs. Moving along, you can reach me on Twitter at MoriaMug. That's MoriaMug.
All right.
I'm making finger guns at you, even though you can't see it.
That is Mug. Stop it. Just stop. Eric, your plugs.
I'm going to plug totallygn.com, bossbassrate.com, and I'm going to plug vognetwork.com. The review of Diadra empties up on there finally. And there's my YouTube channel, Funny T-Man, and you can find me on Twitter at EricRPG.
All right. Break.
You can follow me at RP Grinders, at Break_Man, and at Stealth. Wait, no. That's not following me. That's following Stealth. Yeah. That's it.
My plug is just to at Pochasic. You guys should follow him. He's a really interesting person on Twitter.
So Frank said he kicked the rock monster nuts, but I always thought he was made up of nuts.
Yeah. At Pochassic, P-O-C-H-A-S-S-I-C. If you can afford the book, please buy it. Flesh Without Soul. The dude.
And also check out the movie Pochassic Park.
Oh, Jesus Christ, man. Trying to do a proper plug here.
Pochassic Park is frightening after dark.
Flesh Without Soul is the name of the book. No sequels, no trilogies, no mercies, the tagline to the book. It's you know, what little I've read at the beginning, it's just really good writing. He's a very eloquent person on Twitter. He's a writer, and he writes very well. So I hope you guys check it out. Show some love. Tell him I sent you over there to check out his Twitter and check out his book.
Oh, the zombie types are running wild.
Yeah, pretty much. And that's about it for this week. Hope you guys come back next week, especially after my mini rant.
Mini rant. Okay.
Mini mega rant. Oh, you guys have no idea, man.
It is mini because if Frank were allowed to go long, he'd go an entire day.
Yeah, just like true. You, son of a bitches. I let you guys talk way more than me most of the time, you asshole.
I had a lot of fun when Frank went an entire day.
Goddamn.
Tirade day.
All right, everybody. Thanks for joining
us. That was
a
great episode, I thought, when you went that 24-hour episode.
I did. I thought it was really good. It was really insightful. I really should do more of that, but it's really,
I thought so, too. I thought it was really pretty tough. Awesome.
Was there a point where Frank became delusional because he was awake for so long?
I have a question for you guys.
Yes.
Should I go back and listen to last week's episode?
No. No,
we
didn't make fun of you that much.
We never recommend listening to any second of our show, Mug. So my recommendation is don't listen to anything that we ever say.
I recommend that during your next orgy, you play that.
Yeah. All right.
I will give that serious non-consideration.
Yeah. Thank you.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
Thank you for your non-consideration, Mug. That's, yes. That's really, really thoughtful.
And thank you and good night.
All right, everybody. Have a good, safe weekend. We want to see you back next week. Stay safe. We are out.